The Rays in Toronto Tuesday. Wilson Ramos and many other Rays have had a lot of success against Marco Estrada. In the top of the third, Lucas Duda would add to that idea.
Lucas Duda launches one way up into the air into right field. Bautista back to the bullpen and gone. Home run. Lucas Duda with a two-run homer. The Rays have their first lead. It's 2-1. Here is Ramos. And there's a drive down the left field line into the corner. This one is gone. Home run.
Didn't take long.
No, it didn't.
And a liner into center field for a base hit. Echeverria will be waved home. And the Rays add another run. It's now 4-1.
The 2-1. Here it is. Swing and a drive to right field and deep. Back on it is Souza Jr. It's a three-run home run for Josh Donaldson, and we got a new ball game. Rays lead cut to 6-4. So Alex Colomay ready to go. So now the right-hander ready, the kick and the pitch. Swing and a miss. The 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Here's the first pitch to go. It's a little tapper up the first baseline. Colomay has it. He's going to come over and tag him out, and the Rays win.
The Rays explode for 6 runs to pick up a victory over Toronto 6-4. They came in having scored just 12 runs over their last 10 games as Tampa Bay snaps a 4-game losing streak. The Rays break out offensively, picking up a 6-4 win in Toronto Tuesday. After the game, here's Rays manager Kevin Cash with the reaction.
I thought Blake, you know, looking at all of his starts this year, you could probably make the argument that that might have been his best one. I know he gave up the 4 runs, but at the same time, one was a pretty quirky play between Suze and Malik, and ball kind of tangled up, all that. And then the other one, the Donaldson's going to hit home runs. That's what he does. But I thought his stuff was really good. And, you know, Mark, you asked me earlier about Jake Freya going back out after something, you know, happened. Blake went out and did it today, got us 3 huge outs. It becomes much tougher to manage that with the bullpen if we can't count on him to go back out and get those 3 outs. So really happy for Blake, happy for his first win. And, you know, hopefully, you know, he can rack up a couple here going forward. Offensively, it was outstanding to get some runs on the board. The guys felt really good. I think there was a genuine feel like, you know, a little bit of a relief. They know what they've gone through, and they haven't changed the way they've gone about it. I think I was most impressed at the looseness that we had throughout the game. There were jokes. They were cutting up. I mean, it's not a team. You wouldn't have guessed to see that with a team that has gone through what maybe we've gone through the last 2 weeks. So impressed with that.
Blake Snell picks up his first win since last September. He talks about the feeling and what worked so well Tuesday in Toronto.
Yeah, it feels good. We hit the ball really well. Felt like I was in a good groove with Wilson behind the plate. So, happy about it.
In terms of all aspects of the game, what can you say about the way your ball club played, especially the defense behind you tonight?
Yeah, no, defense was really good, but just them hitting the ball, I mean, they were really, I mean, everyone had good at-bats, good swings. It was fun. I mean, pitching with a lead and 6-1 lead was, I mean, it's fun.
What did you like about your manager's confidence in you to bring you back out in the 6th inning?
Well, I liked it a lot. When I was coming in after the 5th, I was kind of skeptical on what he was going to do, but for him to believe in me and let me go back out there means the world to me because obviously I want to go deep into games and that's my goal every time out.
I know it's something we've asked you probably more about than you thought about it, but was there a relief to get that W tonight and know that the season wasn't going to end with a 0?
I never worried about it ending with a 0. Anytime you get a win, though, it's going to feel good.
Is there a moment where you felt like you were particularly locked in?
I felt the whole game I was locked in. Just some things didn't go my way in the 5th, but other than that, I felt like I was locked in throughout the whole game.
It was the home run pitch, or was it?
Fastball away.
Not far enough away.
Yeah, I mean, I liked where I threw it. He's just a good hitter. I got to give it to him.
There were spots maybe before, like where you ran into the adversity, like with that home run tonight, and trying to work through that, but you did it tonight. Is that a difference from starts before going back to last year?
Yeah, I mean, I think since I got recalled, it's been a whole different me. Feel a lot more confident, feel a lot more, I just feel I know what I'm doing. I know why I'm doing it. And I mean, I got behind on Donaldson. I think it was a 2-1 count that he hit the home run. So I noticed that I was a little behind 2-0 a lot, and I was upset about that, but I'm aware of it, and I know what I need to do to get out of it, and now I need to know how to not put myself in those situations.
Wilson Ramos goes 3-for-4, leading the Rays' attack. It was his second straight night with a homer, and he talks about what's been working well for him.
I know we're not hitting well, you know, in the past few games, but right today we wake up, you know. You know, all the guys concentrate and put the ball in play, get a good piece of hit, and that's what we did tonight.
How about for you, back-to-back games with a homer? What does that tell you about how you're coming around offensively?
I feel excited right now for what I've been doing, you know, working on the batting cage a lot with Motola. You know, I saw my videos from last year, and I'm making adjustments for yesterday and today, and, you know, it worked.
What's worked for you? What's been the biggest adjustment?
I was putting my hands a little bit down yesterday and tonight, and you know, finally I get my timing back, and that's what I was looking for.
And on the other side, looking at this Rays bullpen, what can you say about the job they've done and have continued to do, bridging the gap from your starter and now tonight to closer Alex Colomet?
They throwing the ball really well, you know. We not support the team the past few games with the offensively, but today we did it well. Those guys have been throwing pretty good, and I'm happy for them.
Wednesday, Marcus Stroman starts for the Blue Jays against Jacob Faria of the Rays.